Very nice to get this out of the way nice and early.
Yeah, I was wrapped to get the deal done. Obviously, I'm really happy where the club's heading. So when Soss came to me, I was happy to sign on.
An easy decision in the end, or was there a fair bit to consider?
I think as soon as Bolts took over, the way the club sort of transformed and the vibe around the club was a pretty easy decision in the end. So I was really happy to sign on.
I guess there's a couple of strong clubs back in your home state. Is that something that's ever crossed your mind?
Oh, look, I've got a terrific family support, but the club's been fantastic over here ever since I stepped foot in the door. So, the club's been fantastic, and I love playing for the Blues. So, yeah, there wasn't no going home factor at all.
So, great start, a great season last year. What are your targets heading forward, especially for the next few?
Yeah, look, we're just trying to develop and try and really fast-track our development as a team. So, look, there's a few things I'll be trying to develop individually, but, yeah, I'll just play my role and go from there.
Have you had a focus of the pre-season, you personally? Anything like specific goals?
It's more just in the weight room. I've been working on my leg strength and a bit of power work. I think that can really help my game. So that's one thing I've really focused on throughout the pre-season.
A lot of talk about the leadership. Obviously, a captain hasn't been announced for this year. Where do you see yourself in terms of aspirations for the captaincy in the future, or perhaps even this year?
Yeah, look, I definitely feel like I'm a natural leader and definitely a future leadership aspirations down the track, but I think at the moment Murph's doing a fantastic job, and I know in my first years he's helped me out immensely, so I can't thank him enough. So I'm right by him being the captain for the next however many years it is. So yeah, I think he's been terrific.
Could you see yourself though one day leading this club?
Look, it's a hard call. Obviously, it's pretty early on. Yeah, like I've got a lot of area to improve on, and it's something I'll develop as years go on. But it's something I'll probably strive towards in the later on my career, but at the moment I'm just focused on trying to improve my leadership day by day.
You mentioned Bolts before. It sounds like you've really warmed to him. What sort of impressed you so far?
Just his bubbly personality. He's really good at teaching the message to the group, but he's also not afraid to have the harsh conversations with players when he thinks they deserve it. And I've got a terrific relationship with him, as do all the players. So, yeah, it's really good.
Have you grown a bit again over the summer?
I think I might have grown a centimetre, so I keep shooting up. But, I'm about 194 now, so hopefully that's it.
And how many kegs, mate?
I put on 2 this pre-season, so I'm running about 92 kilos this year.
Are you expecting, I guess well, it's the second half of the year you got it anyway, but are you expecting a lot more attention from the opposition this year?
Something I hadn't really thought too much about. I think the way we play as a team and the structure, it won't really matter if I get attention or I don't. I'll just try and play my role on the side, and if the tension does come, then I'm sure we'll find ways to try and help our team win.
4 years, I guess there's a fair bit of expectation now as well.
Yeah, it is. Look, I wanted to commit for the club for a long time. It's something that I don't like seeing the club down at the position we're in, and it's something I want to help us get us back up to the top. So I want to be part of our success in the future.
The external expectations are probably pretty low. What's going on in behind the walls here?
Yeah, look, we haven't put a limit on anything. I think how much we improve will depend on us young guys, how much we want to improve and the hard work we put in. So we haven't put a limit on anything, but we definitely set high expectations for ourselves inside closed walls.
What can we expect in terms of the game plan? Can we expect something drastically different to the Blues of last year?
Yeah, the game plan's changed a lot. I think team defence will be a major focus for us this year, and our ball movement will be a lot different. I think it'll be a lot quicker, and it's going to be really exciting. I can't wait for NAB Cup to get around to see how we go.
What must be pretty important in the NAB Challenge to sort of get that going and find the chemistry between the boys?
Yeah, definitely. I think obviously we had a fair few injuries last year with some of our main players, and then a lot of new boys coming in. So the more game time we can get together, the better the chemistry is going to be. So NAB Challenge is going to be really important for us, and hopefully we can start winning a few games then and get some momentum going into the season.
Just on those WA clubs, was there much contact from them through your manager? Were they keen to get you back there?
Look, I still had 2 years left to run on my previous contract, so I wasn't really interested at that point in talking about it. It was still 2 years left to run, so something I didn't really give much thought, and I'm really happy here.
Cool. All right, thanks everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.